and face the wind. An open road and a road that's in a brand new life around the bend. There were times I lost a dream or two. A path not taken, a choice is up to you, my friend. Nights are long, but you might awaken to a brand new life.
I still think this was a mistake. Why do I put myself through so much pressure? Why do I punish myself?
Tony, I'm the one who suggested you take this aptitude test.
Why do I listen to you?
Tony, this is going to help you choose a major. This test is designed to help you focus.
I know, but what if it says all I'm good at is digging ditches or dog catching?
What if it says you'd make a great nuclear physicist?
Oh, great. Great, a career where I glow in the dark.
You are very negative today.
Mr. Maselli, I'm Dr. Purcell.
Hi, Doc. How are you? Nice. This is Angela.
Hello.
Hello. Your wife?
No, my boss and my friend and the woman with whom I share the important moments of my life.
Oh, one of those. I have here the results of your aptitude test.
Great. How'd I do?
Well, now, first, let me remind you that these tests are not meant to restrict your options. You're not bound by them.
Oh, no, I'm a dog catcher.
Tony, chill out.
Oh, sure. Easy for you to say, Angela. You have a career, and a good one. You can afford a housekeeper.
Now, according to these results, you are self-motivated.
Well, that's true.
You have strong organizational skills.
Yeah, you should see my spice rack.
Your leadership skills are outstanding.
Well, you know, I've always had this knack for getting people to follow my lead, sometimes even without force.
Here is a list of some of the fields in which you have the potential to excel.
Holy mackerel, will you look at all of these things? She was so worried.
Communication, social services, business.
Business? Me? You know, as a kid, I always had this fantasy, you know, I'm dressed in a Brooks Brothers suit, and I'm wearing them big, thick wingtip shoes, you know, and I'm making multi-million dollar deals on my car phone.
Tony, they didn't have car phones when you were a kid.
Foresight, Angela, foresight. It's probably on the list, isn't it? Foresight?
Well, think about it. There is a scholarship for business majors, 2-year scholarship, if your grade point average is good enough.
I don't have to think about it. I'm going for it. Before you know it, I'll be riding a Harley with Malcolm Forbes. My hair will be blowing in the wind with his, and we'll have matching tattoos that say, "Born to be rich."
Shop, what fun to shop, shop, shop.
Uh-oh, the boss lady. Wait here.
Stay.
Oh, phew. Well, work, 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 work. I did a 9-to-5, and I'm still alive.
Right, how did everything go after I left?
Why? What did you hear?
Nothing.
Oh, too bad. I was incredible.
I got my schedule all worked out for next semester. All right, microeconomics, introduction to marketing, and accounting. If I can't balance my checkbook after that, forget about it.
Oh, Dad, that sounds like a really tough load.
It is. That's why I have to find a course that's an easy A. You know, one I could just sail through.
What about intro to windsurfing?
Ooh, I like the way you think. There will always be a job for you at Maselli Industries.
Good. I want a corner office and an expense account and a male secretary named Buck.
You got it, Mona.
An easy A? A course you could sail through? I seem to remember someone telling me never look for academic shortcuts. Now, who was that person? Was it Mona? No. Was it Jonathan? No, he had a deeper voice.
Samantha.
That was it.
Tony, taking a course for an easy grade just doesn't sound like you.
Well, Angela, this is the new me. This is a practical me. This is a bottom line me.
Oh, I love it when you talk fiscal.
And the bottom line is this. I have to get that scholarship.
You want a snap course? They don't come much snappier than this.
Ooh, independent study. Classroom observation.
We had a college student at our school last year that was taking that class. What a piece of cake. All he did was sit at a desk, doodling, and every once in a while he clapped a couple of erasers together.
Whoa. Ooh, look at this. No tests, no lectures. Just free time to catch up on my other homework. Eh? We have a winner.
Buddy, look what somebody left outside.
It must have been the Salvation Army.
They pick up, they don't deliver.
Well, it's a gift from the gods. Huh? Yes, it's a miracle. A miracle.
Oh, hey, she pulls that at Miss Ellie Industries, she could kiss her buck goodbye.
Class, this is our visitor from Ridgemont College, Mr. Maselli. Let's welcome him.
Hello, Mr. Maselli.
Hi, boys and girls. Well, I'll just go sit in the back and quietly classroom observe. Hi, guys.
Mr. Maselli will be with us afternoons. Michael, we don't chew gum in class. Waste basket.
He's got some, too.
Waste basket? Why, you little...
We teach by example.
Well, it's sugarless. It's okay.
Mr. Maselli will be with us in the afternoons for a couple of months, and occasionally I'll be asking him to take over the teaching. Starting now.
Huh?
Come here, please.
Oh, hey, look, Mrs. Bunch, you don't have to make a big fuss. I'll just sit back here and...
Front and center. I don't believe in passive observation. I believe in throwing you college students into the thick of things and giving you the full teaching experience.
Well, that's why I'm here.
Tony, you may find this hard to believe, but I have had students come in here expecting an easy grade, sit around doodling, catching up on their homework.
Imagine that.
Now, here is the seating chart.
Okay.
We're starting on chapter 3 in our math book.
Okay.
And I'm sure you'll do just fine. Just remember, a child miseducated is a child lost. John F. Kennedy.
Something tells me this is my Bay of Pigs. Hey. So, you're in the third grade, huh? Heck of a grade, the third grade. So, are we ready to learn? Oh, yes, a question?
Yeah, want to see the world's biggest booger?
Any other questions?
Yeah, can we go home now?
Well,
yeah!
No, I wish. No, I'll tell you what we do. Why don't we open our textbooks to chapter 3? Come on. Chapter 3, and Brandon, will you do the first problem? And Timothy, would you please sit down? All right, Brandon, could you do the first problem, please?
He stinks, Ant Man. You stink on ice!
Well, Hold it, guys. I'll tell you what, let's forget about math for a little while, okay? Let's play a game.
Dodgeball, kickball!
Gin
Rummy!
I want to play a game that I used to play with my daughter, you know? Timothy, have a seat. Thank you. It's a game called Imagine This. And the way you play it, though, is you're going to have to all calm down and close your eyes, okay? Come on now, everybody, please close your eyes. Look, mine are closed too. All right, everybody's eyes closed?
Yes.
Okay, all right now, your imagination, let it go free. And tell me, what do you see?
I see me in a rocket ship going to the moon.
Oh, you see, class, we're getting good at this now. Anybody else?
I see Timothy running real fast and going to 7-Eleven.
Now this is interesting. So, all right, so what's he going to get? Is he going to get a big gulp or a Slurpee? What?
I can't tell. The tree's blocking the view.
Oh, my God, Timothy. Why, nobody move.
I see London. I see France. I see
France. All right, detention for all of you.
Hi, how was your day?
Oh, well, pretty good, pretty good. I saw the world's biggest booger, and I lost a kid.
Was it Jonathan? He's disappeared without a trace, and we'll never see him again. Sorry, it's just a reflex thing.
How did you lose a kid?
I closed my eyes, and he crawled out the window.
That'll do it.
Oh, yeah, and you, with the brilliant idea about independent study, huh? I was supposed to be doing that marketing paper in that easy class. Instead, I got stuck with a bunch of sadistic 8-year-olds who sang a song about my underpants. You had to be there.
Look, Dad, I'm sorry you're under so much pressure, but I want you to know that I'll help you in any way I can.
Thank you, honey.
I see Paris, I see France.
It's London. I see London, I see France.
I see Tony's underpants.
Please, I've had a very rough day. These kids were such a drain on me. And on the way home, you know, I kept thinking about them when I should have been thinking about my marketing paper. And look at me now, I'm talking about them. I'm even talking about them.
Boy, are you long-winded.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'll make this nice and short. I'm dropping that class.
Tony, you can do what you want. I just want to say that I'm a little disappointed, that's all. It's just not like you to walk away from a challenge. Don't you agree, Mother?
No, I'm with the quitter.
So you see, class, our 16th president...
Abraham Lincoln.
...was a very great man. He believed in freedom for all people.
Did you believe in the freedom to chew gum in class?
Yes, but I think that's where Mr. Lincoln and I part company.
Oh, hi, Mrs. Bunch. Hi, class.
Oh, Mr. Maselli, welcome. I didn't expect to see you after yesterday's treasure hunt for Timmy.
Yeah, well, tell you the truth, Mrs. Bunch, there is something I need to speak to you about after class.
I had a feeling. Third grade is not for the squeamish. Well, make the most of your last day. Class, I have to leave for a few minutes, but Mr. Maselli will start the math lesson.
It's party time! Yay!
They're really going to miss you. Keep the window shut.
Yeah. Well, I guess the sooner we get started, the sooner we'll get done, right? Okay, could we open our lesson books to page to chapter 3 and Brandon, what's 8 times 7?
87.
Hey, now come on, guys. That's not very nice.
Who said life was nice?
Ooh, the bad seed lives. Okay, come on, Brandon. Now relax, concentrate, take it easy. 8 times 7. And Timothy, please, buddy, have a seat, kid. Okay, Brandon, come on now. 8 times 7. Timothy.
Ding, ding.
Excuse me, Brandon. Timothy, you know what you remind me of?
Ding, ding.
You remind me of a shark, a great white shark.
Why?
Why? Because sharks have to keep moving, otherwise they sink.
Cool.
Cool, huh? You know, I know a lot about sharks.
Oh, yeah?
Sure.
How does a shark sleep?
Oh, how does a shark sleep? Well, I'll tell you the truth, a shark sleeps pretty good, unless he has a spat with Mrs. Shark. But you know what the neatest thing about sharks is?
What?
When you char broil them with a little lemon and butter, mwah! You know what I'm gonna do to you next time you wanna get up?
You're gonna char broil me?
It's a thought. No. Next time you wanna get up, I want you to grab this encyclopedia. I want you to look up sharks and I want you to read about them.
Cool.
Down. Okay. All right, my boy. Let's go now, baby. Relax. Take your time. 8 times 7.
87.
Okay, try again.
87.
Try a different answer.
Egypt.
Try the correct answer.
No! Leave me alone! I can't multiply, so just forget it, okay?
Okay, okay, take it easy. That's all right. Forget it. Hey, you can't multiply. Let's forget about math for a while, huh? I'll tell you what we do. Hey, let's talk about baseball. What do you think?
The Yankees have been hitting like girls. Watch it!
The seed speaks. Let me tell you about an incredible game I saw. The Yankees are playing the Orioles, and it's a nothing-nothing game in the top of the third inning. The bases are loaded, and Steve Sachs is at the plate.
The Dodgers should have never let Sachs go.
You're telling me. Anyway, it's a full count. Sachs digs into the batter's box, and a hush falls over the crowd. Hush. He stares down the pitcher. The windup, the pitch, and a 98-mile-an-hour fastball comes screaming towards Sachs, and just then he swings, and bang, it's going, it's going, it's going, it's gone. It's out of the park, and the crowd goes wild. And the Yankees are ahead 4-0.
So what happened? Who won?
The Orioles score 8 runs in each of the next 7 innings.
No way! The Birds never scored 56 runs.
Yes, yes. That's right, that's right. The Birds could never score 56 runs, but you just proved you could multiply.
Hey, how about that?
Yeah. Hey, how about that? He's smarter than he thought.
Give me 5. Don't leave me hanging.
All right, now wait. I got another one. If you give me 5 every day for 5 days, what would you have?
Poland?
We'll keep working, buddy. We'll keep working.
School days. Scooby-dooby-doo days.
You're in a good mood. I guess you dropped that class.
No, I decided I'm going to give it another shot.
Really? What made you change your mind?
Oh, it's a long story, but I don't have time to go into it. I got to get this marketing paper done. Reading and writing and arithmetic, taught to the tune of a hickory stick.
What?
Ah, nothing. Just that I can't believe I got him to sit down.
Who?
Timothy, he's one of the third graders. Oh.
He sat down?
Yeah, for a whole 5 minutes. Amazing, huh?
I guess it is.
Yeah. All right, come on, back to marketing. Come on here. Okay. You know, I can't believe I got him to multiply.
Timothy multiplied?
No, Brandon.
Oh, Brandon multiplied and Timothy sat.
Yeah, wild, huh?
Sounds like you had a good time.
I did. I liked it. I liked it a lot. I mean, when Brandon came up with that right answer, I felt like I used to feel when I hit a home run, you know? I could even hear the crowd cheering. Only it was better than a home run because a home run only lasts a moment, you know? Maybe 2 if there's instant replay, but... But today... I gave Brandon something he'll take with him the rest of his life. I mean, from now on, he'll always know that 8 times 7 is 56, and that's because of me. Wow, listen how I'm talking, man. I sound like a teacher.
What's wrong with that?
Hey, I'm a business major. I'm gonna be a businessman.
Yes, that's right.
You know, I spent my whole childhood giving teachers a hard time. I used to give other kids lessons on how to give teachers a hard time.
Sounds like teaching comes naturally to you.
Nah. Hey, I got an aptitude for business, and that's what I'm going to do, teach. Did I just say that?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think... I always knew you'd do big and important things.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wait a minute now. Let me get this straight. Instead of fancy suits and car phones and yachts named Sea Princess Angela, I'll have chalk dust on my butt and red marker on my fingers and I'll be ridiculously underpaid and underappreciated.
Sounds like a great life.
Hey, Teach. How's the little gremlins treating you?
Ah, tell you the truth, Angela. I got them eating out of my hand, Angela. And you know what's funny about this? The secret was so simple. It's respect, Angela. I respect them, and then they respect me. Jeez.